Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Weinzer, is to assess the movies this weekend. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Hi.
The dual team of the Movie Date podcast, and Rafer Guzman is movie critic for Newsday as well. With $300 million in pre-sales, international pre-sales, Avengers seems to be a safe bet to beat the box office expectations. First of all, that's the big story, right? Avengers.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Avengers is pretty much the only major release coming out this week. It scared off everybody else from every studio. It's got the whole weekend to itself.
Right, and you would. I heard actually a report that the first showings are completely sold out around America.
I'll just say they shouldn't be because this movie is awful.
Spoiler! Jumping out of the cockpit there. Let's listen to a clip from the Avengers.
How desperate are you? You call on such lost creatures to defend you.
How desperate am I? You threaten my world with war. You steal a force you can't hope to control. You talk about peace and you kill because it's fun. You have made me very desperate. You might not be glad that you did.
Now, Rafer, is that Samuel L. Jackson talking to A.O. Scott, who gave this a bad review and actually tweeted against A.O. Scott of the New York Times?
That's very funny. No, he's talking to Tom Hiddleston as Loki. I actually like this film quite a bit. I thought this was a really good, fun, fast-moving, silly popcorn film. I mean, you don't have to be a nerd to enjoy it. I think it works. I had a good time.
Some disclosure. Did you like the Iron Man?
I liked
films.
Iron Man. I do, and I am not a fan of all superhero movies. I'm like a lot of people. I'm a little bit sick of them. But I thought this one worked.
All right, Kristen, no way.
No. I'm totally sick of them. I walked out of this movie. I stayed for about an hour and a half, and that was enough. I felt like I was trapped at somebody else's really awful, really terrible high school reunion. And everybody who showed up were the most egotistical kids at school who really didn't have anything interesting to say.
Well, they do have superpowers. So, I mean, you got to be egotistical if you can, like, blow stuff up.
Yeah. Not interested.
All right. Did you hate the Iron Man movies?
I thought that they were overrated. Very, very overrated.
So this is not a genre that you particularly embrace.
I don't think that I was the target demographic for this movie.
All right. So let's forget cinema here. Let's talk about the Avengers as a franchise model. It basically aggregates, just as Marvel Comics did, the original superhero characters into a composite team of superheroes. Captain America didn't do terribly good, well as a movie on its own, but with the Avengers, do all of these characters get reignited and sort of become box office?
I mean, I think basically the last 5 years of superhero movies have been sequels to this film. I mean, everyone's been waiting for this moment to arrive, and I think the toughest job this film has is to combine four franchises and please four sets of fanboys and yet also bring in the rest of America underneath that tentpole. I think it does it. I think you don't have to be a comics nerd to like the film and have a good time.
Kristen, you love Jeremy Renner. Didn't work here?
No, not at all. And the superhero super team, I just felt like they kept on adding onto a pile of spaghetti. Like, let's put some maple syrup and some
Scarlett
ravioli.
Scarlett Johansson, didn't work. No, Scarlett.
I did love her.
Okay, there we go.
You know what? Who doesn't like a really beautiful woman kicking butt?
There we go. Let's move on. Let's talk about the best exotic Marigold Hotel. It stars Dev Patel of Slumdog Millionaire. Listen to this cast. Judi Dench, Maggie Smith, Bill Nye, Tom Wilkerson. Here's a clip.
The best exotic Marigold Hotel for the elderly and beautiful. Yes, I use these words most deliberately, for you have all heard the chimes at midnight. Who knows how many days you have left? But we are most honored that you have chosen to spend that time with us.
Now, I've seen trailers for this. Tell us the premise, Kristen.
We have a bunch of older people who are in their retirement years who go to the best exotic Marigold Hotel, which is a retirement area, community home. I wouldn't call
in
it
India.
Exactly a hotel in India, and to live out their golden years. And there are misadventures along the way. And the cast is, of course, phenomenal. And
love.
I loved this movie. And I'm really surprised because I'm very skeptical usually of these movies where you have white people going to Asia to become enlightened and have a journey. But I thought it was so well done. The cast is delightful. Everyone's fantastic.
Being Asian yourself, you're very, very sort of skeptical of these kinds of premises.
Yeah, I am very skeptical, but
I
enjoyed it.
Raver.
I liked the movie. I didn't like it as much as Kristen liked it. It's pretty contrived. It's pretty fluffy, but it's also really hard to argue with the cast. I mean, this is like the cream of the British acting world, and half the cast has a title.
Golden Pond meets Bollywood.
I'm going to call it Love in India. Actually,
Love in India. Nice.
That's
good. I love that. All right. So Dance is a documentary focus of the next film we're going to look at. First Position, it's called.
Yes.
Let's listen
to
a clip.
In the orphanage, I found a magazine of a ballet dancer on point, a pink tutu. I saved it. And I thought to myself, if I ever got adopted, I wanted to become just like this. She looked so happy. That's the only thing I lived for, was to become this person, to be exactly like this ballerina.
A documentary on young ballet would-be stars feels a little bit like Black Swan meets JonBenet Ramsey. I'm a little worried about this one, Kristen.
Yeah, and it is very much like a public service announcement about why you should not enroll your children in ballet. It's torturous. It's hard on the body. It's full of injuries, eating issues. And yet the characters are so compelling in this. That was Michaela, a girl in Sierra Leone who watched her family get slaughtered. We have just an amazing cast of characters, a 16-year-old boy who leaves his family in Colombia to dance. I think just the characters alone make it worth it. And then the dance itself is just beautiful to watch.
The dance is classical, but the narrative is anything but.
Absolutely, yeah. Just the fact that they chose the characters they did. All children, all from different parts of the world, and all of them with great stories.
So you will not be ahead of me in line for the midnight show of Avengers, Kristen.
Never again. You cannot drag me back there.
And Rafer Guzman, how many showings do you think this will get when they do average showings? Multiple showings on the Avengers?
The Avengers? I mean, I think this is the film to beat for the year, most likely.
All right, Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Kristen Meinzer, our takeaway culture producer. Good luck. Have a great weekend, guys.
You
Thanks,
too.
Thanks, you too.